It's the Community Spotlight on KUAF. I'm Pete Hartman. Today we're in the Nancy Blair Operations Studio with Kathy Koshiel, Clinical Assistant Professor in Cultural Anthropology at the U of A. Kathy, thanks for coming up.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, this Thursday is an anthropology open house. You know, yesterday we heard from Claire Terhune, kind of overall about the day, what it's about, what people can expect. And we're going to hear from you today, Dr. Jamie Brandon, tomorrow about some of the specifics that make up anthropology. So you work in cultural anthropology, and I'd first like to ask, give us an idea what that is.
Well, it is the subfield that helps us explore the social lives of different people from across the world. It helps us to really enrich our understanding of how people construct their social lives in ways that are meaningful and ways that are often very different than perhaps you and me engage in our social worlds. And so it's a great way to see how family, identity, religious rituals, and so on are constructed in those ways.
You know, I think when we hear cultural anthropology, what quickly comes to my mind is, the study of societies well outside of even, say, this country, where I live.
I would say that all people have strong cultures of their own, and really what we're going to see is the way in which culture is expressed is something that we can understand through asking questions and through engaging in those societies. One of the most remarkable things we find is that culture is everywhere. It is in everything that we do and how we think about the world, but we tend to take it for granted. It tends to become something difficult to see when you're so immersed in it, that it takes an expert to really begin to look at that culture and begin to see how it is being expressed.
Coming up Thursday, of course, the Anthropology Day. I'm guessing you'll be on hand.
I will.
Okay. What will your kiosk or your table or your area, what will it have to offer for folks?
Right. So we're hoping that people will come. They can ask us about our fieldwork experiences from all over the world and begin to ask about course offerings and just in general what we do and what we look at in terms of those social behaviors. And so what we're going to find is that cultural anthropologists are going to emphasize fieldwork and often invest a year or two of study to get into the field initially and then repeatedly return for these long-term analyses and long-term relationships that we're building within communities. So we have faculty that work, for example, in Argentina and work in Egypt and elsewhere.
So they're kind of stationed there.
Right.
Interesting.
Or at least, yeah, absolutely, building those footholds where they can really go back and have relationships that are sustained throughout their lives. Absolutely. I think it certainly promotes understanding. Mm-hmm. It certainly helps to reveal just how everybody can get on in terms of sharing information and seeing new ways. We don't always have the answers about how to engage perhaps in the best social ways. And so it's good to have those reminders every once in a while. And so it's a way to give us new platforms to communicate and to reach out even. Yeah. I think that engagement in the social world is something significant. It changes the way in which we find friends, family. It's going to have profound changes in the way in which we can connect with others.
Interesting.
Certainly. So we have researchers looking at how we can build communities that often aren't tethered to geographies or tethered to national interest in areas, that we can begin to break down in some ways those social barriers of identity and see their flexibility.
The University of Arkansas's Department of Anthropology open house is this Thursday. That's 4 until 7 p.m. at the basement of Old Main, or the first floor there on of Old Main. If someone wants to know more, maybe not just about the day, but about the department, what's the best way to go about it?
They can contact us, especially through our Facebook page, that we have that available, as well as contacting some faculty individually if they find somebody that they have a shared interest with.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, Kathy, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.